Welcome to Castle Country Focus. Today we are joined in the studio by Morgan Jacobson, who is the Conservation Outreach Manager with the Division of Wildlife Services. And first off, Morgan, it's always a pleasure to get you in here. Thank you very much.
Great to be with you, Jordan.
Let's talk about a couple of events. We're going to begin with the Cops and Bobbers and Badges. Now, this is a fun event. It's kind of an annual thing as well. I think people look forward to this.
It is, yeah. You know, a lot of times people who spend time in the outdoors see our conservation officers out on patrol, whether they're fishing or hunting. And this is really an event to get to know these great officers. They do great work and they're great people. And so we're holding a Cops and Bobbers event on Saturday, May 13th. This is a chance for kids and families to go fishing with these conservation officers. And they'll also get some assistance from the Carbon County Sheriff's deputies here in Price. So that'll be Saturday, May 13th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that'll be at the Carbon County Community Fishing Pond out at the fairgrounds.
You know, this is a fun event for the kids, but one thing I've learned in the past, adults can take this opportunity to learn quite a bit as well.
Absolutely. You know, this is a great chance to get started on fishing if you're new to fishing or if you're looking for a way to get the family and the kids involved. This is at one of our community fisheries, which is really a great place to catch some trout and get started. You know, another fun highlight of this event is we'll have a youth archery range there. We have a number of targets and bows that kids are welcome to use. They can come. We'll have a range set up in one of the buildings there at the fairgrounds, and they can have a great time and have a lunch while they're there. One thing to note, Jordan, is that kids who are ages 12 and older will still need a valid fishing license. So if you don't have a license, you can get one at wildlife.utah.gov and print it at home, or you can stop by the DWR office in Price or at any sporting goods store, Walmart, anything like that. You can get your fishing license there.
Let's talk about some of the other logistics of this event. You may have mentioned this, but I want to go back to it. If you don't have your own fishing gear, that's okay. I mean, don't let that keep you from coming out to this event.
Absolutely. Yeah. So if you do have your own fishing gear, we'd encourage you to bring it. We'll have plenty of bait there for people to use. We'll also have a number of poles and reels that people are welcome to borrow as well while they're there fishing, and we'll be there to help you out, get you rigged up and get you ready to go.
As far as this event, with it being the annual event, is it one of those days that's kind of circled on the calendar at the DWR?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this is an event that everybody in our office looks forward to, but especially the conservation officers. They love working with youth. You know, they work with youth in a variety of other capacities, like hunter education and things like that. But really, you know, this is a great chance for people to get to know our officers and talk with them and ask any questions that they might have.
Now, let's move on to another event that you guys have coming up. The DWR is offering a free shooting clinic for women, and this is for women ages 16 and older.
That's right. Yeah, so this is another annual event that we look forward to. It's called our Gals and Guns Shooting Clinic. And so this is going to be Saturday, May 20th. What it's going to be is a women-only shooting clinic for people who are interested in learning how to shoot, whether that's for self-defense or for hunting or for competitive sports, anything like that. If you want to get some more experience handling and shooting firearms, this is a great opportunity. So, again, that'll be Saturday, May 20th. We'll start at the we'll have a morning classroom seminar session at our office here in Price. That's at 319 North Carbonville Road, and then following that session, we'll head out to the North Spring Shooting Range where women can try out various different types of firearms. We have rifles and shotguns and handguns, and really it's a great opportunity to learn about firearms in a safe environment. People can feel free to ask questions. We'll have a lot of women instructors there, as well as our recreation specialist, Walt Maldonado. He'll be teaching that as well. But really, if you're looking for a way to get into shooting, this is a great place to start.
Talk a little bit about the morning classroom session that you mentioned. What are some of the things that go into that, and what will you be learning once you attend that session?
Sure. So the morning session will cover a lot of the basics of firearm handling and how firearms work. You know, we have a lot of people who ask us, you know, I know when I pull the trigger, a bullet comes out, but I don't know what happens inside the firearm. So we'll be talking about things like that, how different types of firearms are used, different shooting positions, how to be safe, where to shoot in Carbon and Emery counties. So it's really a great place to start. If people are interested in coming, we'd encourage them to bring their own eye and ear protection, but we'll have some of that there on hand for those who need it. Another thing to note about this event is we are limiting it to 30 people, 30 registrants. So we would ask that people pre-register before coming, and they can do that by calling 435-613-3707, or they can send me an email at Morgan Jacobson. It's MorganJacobsen at utah.gov.
These sound like two really, really fun events, and it's kind of a variety here. I mean, we're talking about kids, we're talking about women. I mean, so it's kind of a variety that you guys are throwing out there.
Absolutely. And this is, as things start warming up, we'll have more events like this that get people outside, get people enjoying the outdoors and the extraordinary resources that we have here in Southeast Utah.
Yeah, I always appreciate you coming in and talking to us about these events because we have a lot of great stuff happening in our own backyard. And the best part about it all is it's typically free.
Absolutely. Yep. Both of these events are free. Both of these events have, people can borrow equipment and use it and ask questions and get free information that, in other settings you'd have to pay for, So we're really excited to offer these events.
Two more quick questions for you away from the events. The last time we had you in, we talked a little bit about the turkey hunt. That's off and rolling.
Right.
How has that gone?
It's been great. Our turkey numbers are up in southeastern Utah. Our general season turkey hunt began May 1st, and it'll be going for pretty much the whole month of May. So people can pick up their turkey tags, turkey permits at any sporting goods store or at our DWR office in Price, as well as our website, wildlife.utah.gov.
And how's the fishing been?
Fishing's been great as well. We've been stocking some of our fisheries. Actually, last weekend we stocked a good number of tiger muskies out of Joes Valley. And these are, still, little baby tiger muskies, but we're hoping it'll, improve the fishing as years go on. And we're excited for a great summer of fishing this year.
Morgan, always fun to get you in here and talk a little bit about some of the events with the DWR, and always great to get an update from you on the fishing and the hunting. So I really appreciate the time, and I know we'll do it again in a couple of weeks.
Likewise. Thank you, Jordan.
All right. For more on this interview, just visit CastleCountryRadio.com and click on Castle Country Focus.